Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton comes together for Police National Night Out, by Julie M. Cohen. Although Brody Hunter sat confidently in the driver's seat of a Newton fire truck, he won't be answering emergency calls anytime soon. After all, he's only three. He and his brother Gavin, five, were among the many eager children who tried out different emergency vehicles during the Newton Police's National Night Out event on August 4th at Captain John Ryan Park, adjacent to police headquarters in West Newton. National Night Out is an annual community-building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie, according to the organization's website. As Fig City News previously reported, the city held its first National Night Out in 2019. "It's really fun for the kids," said Brody and Gavin's mother, Katie Hunter, who was a first-time attendee. In addition to exploring police, fire, and other emergency vehicles, kids could have fun in a bouncy house, have their faces painted, enjoy freshly spun cotton candy, pick up assorted goodies, and listen to live music by the Jam Sandwich Band. Two other first-time attendees, newly minted Newton officers Savio Ribeiro and Jamal Campbell, helped give out free mini police cars, bracelets, and other swag to visitors. "It's awesome that the community comes out and socializes with us," said Campbell. "Interacting with the public, especially children, is very important," said Ribeiro, who was only on his third shift with the department. More veteran members of the force, Captains Kenny D'Angelo and Damian Doucette, distributed free pizza slices from Patty's public house. "I think it's a good crowd," said D'Angelo. Attendees not only chewed on pizza, they also enjoyed burgers, hot dogs, and free treats from Blue Ribbon BBQ, Wegmans, and Cabot's. Noting that police usually engage with the public during difficult times, Doucette said, "It's always nice to interact with people on a positive note." Allison Radzewicz, who brought her border collies, Sawyer, 8, and Janeway, 20 weeks, had come to the event in previous years and was happy to be there again. "I like to support, and it's a nice place to see your neighbors," she said. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.